Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Psachim, daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin of Abayis. We'll start with the Mishnah that's quoted from Maseches Gittin, the middle of Tez Zayin of Abayis. We're continuing in Perek Kol Sha'a, which is going to relate to the other Isurim, to the Isurim of Chametz. Says the Gemara, Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Gittin, Eved Sha'aso, and we're going to relate this to our Mishnah, Eved Sha'aso Rabba Butiki La'Cherim, an Eved that a master made him an Aputiki. What's an Aputiki? A designated security, meaning a Love borrows money from a Malveh, and the Love says, if I don't pay back, then you're going to collect this Aputiki Eved. So, what happens? So, Eved Sha'aso Rabba Butiki La'Cherim, the master of the Eved, the Love, made the Eved Naputiki Vishikhru, and that was Meshachar him. Does that work? We'll have to see. What do you mean Meshachar? There's already a lien. The Malveh has a lien on this Eved. So could the Love still be Meshachar him? Does that work? As we'll see, yes, it works. That's the principle of Shikhru Mafkia Midei Shibud. That's what the Karbanita here quotes from the Gemara elsewhere. Shikhru, freeing, could undo a Shibud a lien. And therefore, it's different, as we'll see, than just karka that you sell. But in this case, an eved, again, that the love made him an aputiki, and then vishichero, somebody freed him. So the pashup shot is that the love freed him. But we'll see what it means. Shura sadin, ena eved chayeklum. Really done. There's nothing to do. The eved is free, and the eved walks. Elam, they tikkun olam, but they tikkun olam. We don't want people to say that, or people, the Malveh or the Loveh, going over this Eved and saying, you're my Eved, and then the kids will be Achshasha Mamzerus and Laz. So, because of Tikkun Olam, Kofen is Rabo, Voso Oso Ben Chorin. We force the master to make the Eved, to give the Eved a Shtar Shechur, a document of emancipation, and Vakosev Shtar Aldamov. And the Eved writes a Shtar for his value. The Eved compensates somewhat. We don't know who the Meshachar is, and we don't know who the Rabo is, who were Kofet. So it's very unclear, as we'll see in Machlokas, in the Gemara, what the pshat of the Mishnah is. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer in Akosi Velo Meshachar. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, the Eved doesn't have to write any type of value, shtar adme. It's the Meshachar. The Meshachar, the one who freed, has to write a shtar for the value of the Eved. So that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is very unclear who is the active parties in each part of the Mishnah. So mi Meshachar, ask the Gemara, who is the Meshachar in this Mishnah Meseches Gittin? Rav Amar, Bein Rabo Rishon, Bein Rabo Achron. Rav says, either way, the Malveh or the Loveh can be Meshachar. And it will have an effect, and then the one who wasn't Meshachar is the Tikkun HaOlam that will force that other person to be Meshachar, but it'll get compensated. Because each one of them, it sounds like from Rav, each one of them has certain rights. For sure, we would think the Loveh, because it's the Loveh's Eved, but even the Malveh. Even the Malveh, Rav seems to say, because of the rights that he has for future collection, that gives him the rights to be Meshachar the Eved now, as we'll see, at least on a Drabanan level. Rabbi Yochanan in Meshachar El Rabbi Rishon Bovad. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Meshachar is only the Rabbi Rishon, I mean the Loveh. The Loveh borrowed money, and he said, this Eved is an Aputiki, and then he went in and was Meshachar him. That Shechur works. That works, Maker Adin. He's not a nice guy, meaning he just messed up his friend. He caused a loss, as we'll see. But only the Rabbi Rishon on the Loveh, because that's Shechur Mafkia Midei Shibur. Hesev Rav Chagai Kumi Rav Yosa Masnisa Pliga Rav. The following brisa seems to be against Rav. Against Rav, who said, the first shot. Rav says, Bein Rabbi Rishon, Bein Rabbi Achron. Meaning, according to Rav, even the Rabbi Achron, which is the Malveh, the second owner of this Eved, even if the Malveh is Meshachrer, it works. I mean, the Malveh has some rights to this Eved already. So the Gemara says that the brisa, the fine brisa about our sugya, is against Rav. Because the brisa says, Yisrael Shilves Anachri Alchem, so if a Jew lent money to a guy, and the guy gave chametz as the collateral, as the security, Achal Alchem, so Achar Pesach, Mutar Bana. The chametz is Mutar Bana after Pesach. One second. Mutar Bana, meaning, is owned by a guy. It's owned by a guy. But one second, according to Rav, the Malveh has certain rights already to be Meshachrer. So if he has certain bailus, so he should have bailus on this chametz too, and then we would say that the chametz is going to be Aser Bana, because it was owned by a Jew, right? If it's already designated, if Rav says that an Eved that is an Aputiki is already connected and designated to the Malve has certain rights to it, so here too, we should say the Jew has certain rights to the Chametz, and therefore the Chametz should be Aser Bana. In Tamar Bereshus Yisrael, if you, Rav, want to say that the Malve has certain rights to be mishachrer, meaning, or in this case, the Gemara is formulating that. If you want to say Bishus Yisrael, if you want to say that it's still Bishus Yisrael, and yet there's rights, meaning parallelly, just like Rav says by the mishachrer, the Eved case, the Malve has certain rights, so here too, the Malve should have certain rights in the Chametz, and if it's in his Rishus, then you should say his Aser. Itam Bishus Yisrael, who, Yehei Aser. So my Avala Rav. Right, so what does Rav do with this? So Amar Rebbe, right, the stira between whether the Malva has rights by an Eved, Rav seems to say yes, or by the Chametz, then Rav seems to say no. So Amar Rebbe Yudin. Rebbe Yudin says no, really, Rav agrees fundamentally to Rebbe Yochanan that when somebody designates an aputiki or designates some type of security, it does not change status, doesn't change bylaws. It still belongs to the Lova until later on, if the Malva ever collects. It still belongs to the Lova. So Amar Reb Yudin, so why by Mishachra does the Shichrer of the Rabo Sheni work? Amar Reb Yudin, Kal Hu B'Shichrer. It's a Kula. Really, the Rabo Sheni has no rights, and his Shichrer should be meaningless. Midrabanan, though, we say it's going to work. Midrabanan is going to work by Shichrer. Kahadah, like we're going to have a similar case. Why by the Rabbanan? You see the first small lines of the Karban Eda. Kalu b'shechor, hekilu chachamim b'shechor, da'af al b'dalav shalohu legamrei, even though it's not his, im shechor ramahani, da'mischayev yibam mitzvahs, because there's a certain level of freedom that he's got, and therefore we say that it's going to work. Kalu b'shechor, kada d'tani, like we see in the following case, another kula when it comes to shechor, ha'ose avdo aputiki, if somebody, as we had in the Mishnah, if somebody makes his evan aputiki, machrein o machr, he can't sell the Eved. If I make my Eved an Aputiki and then I sell the Eved, then the Baal Chov, the creditor, could go and take the Eved from my neighbor. Because that's like Lekuchos, the earlier Lekuchos. Shichro has a Mirza Meshuchra. But if he was Meshachra him, so then he's Meshuchra. Because Shichro is Mafkia. It's even stronger, so to speak. Look in the card, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky here, where he explains. By Shichrer, even though he can't sell Shichrer Shani, the Kivan Shiatzalav Shem Ben Chorin, Hareze Meshuchrar. Once he has the status, he's called a Ben Chorin, even though it didn't really work. But people call him free, so therefore he's free. Vishmas Mina, Mias de Rabo Rishonami. Be sure to send Lamatz to the Shachrer. Ela Kalu, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, according to this, maybe both of them only own this Eved partially. The Lova already made it in Menaputiki, and the Malve doesn't own him yet. But either way, they're both shichrers are going to function according to Rav. Rabo Sheni Nami, Lav Menadin Meshachar, Elim Jarabananu Meshachar. Fakim is Parish, Pamasisan. Shichrer, Rabo Arachro, Mishur Esadin. None of them are full. And therefore, you make the other one, again, according to the Tanakama, write a star shichrer. So you see, it's a Kula by shichrer. So now the Gemara says, Cheled Rabbi Yochanan. We'll talk more about that with Hashem in a minute. Cheled Rabbi Yochanan Menadah. And what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was the second there. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only the Rabbo Rishon. The Lov is the only one. And that works Maker Adin. According to Rav, it sounds like they both don't work. Neither the Shechor, the Rabbo Rishon, the Rabbo Sheni, neither of them work. They both work Midra Rabbanan. And therefore, the Rabbanan forced the other guy to also be Meshachra. The other one who was not Meshachra. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's Maker Adin. Meikir Adin, the one who owned the Eved, right? What the Gemara calls Rabbo Rishon. The Rabbo Rishon is the one that owns the Eved, the Lova. And therefore, if he is Meshachar him, it works. Where do we know that from? Rabbi Yochanan Ada, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Because look at Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's line, Eina Kosev El Meshachar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, the Eved doesn't have to write a value for himself. The Meshachar has to. So that line of Shimon Gamliel makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the only one that caused a loss here is the Rabbo Rishon, right? By being Meshachar his Eved. So if he's Meshachar his Eved, we force him to write and compensate the Rabbo Rishon, because he, the Rabbo Sheni, because he, the Rabbo Rishon, the Love, caused a loss, right? Being Meshachar his Eved. And that's why he would have to rewrite it. Good. Says the Gemara, Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So why is it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Shichra work? You're right, he's the only one that still owns the Eved, but isn't this Eved already designated? So Me'ata says the Ilu. Ilu, Amishabish on the Mechaveira. What's the case that comes up all over Shatz? If I borrow money from you, so you have a lien on all of my property, and then I go sell some of my property, and when it's time to collect, I have nothing, you go to those Lukuchos. Right, imashabe by a for sure by a milva b'shtar. Hamashabe is lachaver v'halachu machar. Shema in balcho bava toref. The balcho can't become in toref the karka. So just like he can be toref the karka, why don't we say he can be toref the eved? What's the difference? Amar Rabbi Avo, there's a big difference. Pasach lanu Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach meir kaora. Right, the Rabbi Yochanan here gave an answer that was like, wow, the light. Very nice graphic. Yerushalmi line. Pasach Meir Ka'ora. It's like opening up a huge window that he explained it. Lo Matzon Eved Meshachrer V'chozer Meshtabe. Because once an Eved is Meshachrer, it's not like Karka. Karka is sold, and then the Karka will be sold to here, to here, to here, to here. It's all different, the same status, basically. Just depends who it's owned by. So that's why when it comes to Karka, if I borrow money from you and I sell land, then you could go when the time comes and collect that land. But if I was Meshachrer and Eved, once an Eved becomes free, he can't become an Eved Kanani anymore. Lo matzanu Eved mishtachrer v'chozer u'mishtabed. Right? On my karka. Karka, you can. Just this case, you can. Once an Eved is free, an Eved is free. Right? We know sometimes there's even a lot of Mesiris Nefesh relating to the freeing of a slave. Remember the case of Maseches Brachas and Daf Mem Zayin, where Belazar, we were waiting for a tenth man. They were waiting for a tenth man in Shul, and what happened? They were running out of time. The Gemara says that Meiser Belazar should nichnas lebeis haknesses velo matza asara v'shichrer avdo v'shlimu la'asara, and that was permanent. The gallus of Rabbi Yochanan was that he was going to give away his Eved Kanani that he had, that was loyal, that worked for him for all these years, and he was going to be meshacher him, and he'll never be able to become an Eved Kanani again, as our Gemara says. Shows you the gallus of Rabbi Yochanan, how much he wanted a minion. He would free his Eved. I know to be mashlim le'asar. And the Gemara there, if you remember, talks about how could he do that? Lo olam hem tavodu, over basay, udvar mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah baba vera, mitzvah derabim shiny. The Gemara talks about there, and remember the rush there, you know, what kind of mitzvah derabim? What, for what mitzvah da'oraisa do you need a minion? So he suggests maybe it was Parsha Zachar, that it gets said to Shabbos. Could you free an Eved on Shabbos? A lot of different layers of sugya, but a lot of that has to do with the being Meshachar Avdo. And here the Gemara says, right, you can never be Meshachar Eved and then Chozer Umeshtabi. So once the Rabbo Rishon was sold, not sold him, was Meshachar him, right, Shichrur Mafkia Mide Shibud, as the Gemara says, and therefore there's nothing to do. Says the Gemara, okay, so if the Eved is totally free and it worked, So why does the, again, Rabbi Yochanan is giving this shot even in the Tanakhama. So what does the Tanakhama say? It works, but we're going to make the Eved send a, compensate a little bit to the Rabbo Sheni. But one second, if it worked, it worked. Why should he have to do anything? Right? If the Eved is totally free, why should he have to write any type of shtar, of document for his value? He's free. Am Rabbi Ila, mutav sheyomer lo, ten li masayim zu, sheish li biyadcha, val yomer lo avdiata. It's for his benefit. You're right. The Eved is meshuchmer and he's free. But maybe, I don't know, the Rabbo Sheni at some point will come along and say, Hey Eved, am I your Eved? Yes, you are. You are an aputiki. You're an aputiki for my loan. And so it might create certain social realities that we don't want. And therefore, you know, it's better for him to kind of settle. Make a settlement. That's what Gemara says. Better to give up some money, a little bit, so that he doesn't say avdi ata, and then will be motzi laz al habanim. Good. So that was all within the Tanakhama of the Mishneh Maseches Gittin, right? Who is Meshachrer? But then Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, only the Meshachrer writes this shtar on damim, but not the Eved himself. So says the Gemara, that makes sense if the Meshachrer is the one that's causing the loss. That's what we said earlier. Rabbanan, the case of Meshem Rabbanasa, Asya, the Rishon Gamliel, Krebi Meir. There's an implicit question here. Rishon Gamliel saying that, you know, I'm a Love, I was Meshachrer my Eved, and I have to write a star with a compensating you, but isn't that Grumma? Grumma binizakin. We know Grumma is Pater. Grumma is Usser, but Grumma is Pater. You don't have to pay for Grumma. So ask the Gemara implicitly, so why does Rav Shimon Gamliel here saying it's a Grumma? I was Meshachar and Memeli, you're going to lose. You're going to have nothing to collect from. That's not mazik directly. So why would you be chayiv here? Says the Gemara that Rav Shimon Gamliel must hold like Rebbe Meir. Kerebi Meir, Kamadra Meir, Kones Bidvarim, Kin Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kones Bidvarim. Just like Rav Meir finds, so to Rav Shimon Gamliel finds. This is the closest you're going to get in Yerushalmi to the language of Garmi. Garmi is not found in Yerushalmi. It's found in Bavli. It's not found in Yerushalmi. Garmi, you remember, is the principle, the mechanism between Grumma and Maisli Yashir. Grumma is total indirect, total maybe two steps, maybe time delay, all different types of definitions of Grumma. So you have Grumma, which is totally indirect. Grumma is putter. Mazik biadayim Maisli Yashir Yerchayev. If I smash something of yours, I'm chayev. Garmi is somewhere in the middle. And the Gemara says in Bavli, Garmi is chayev. Remeir don dina de Garmi. He is the one. So the Rishalmi's formulation of that din is not using the Russian Garmi, but Knasa. Maybe that relates to, again, some Rishonim, the minority of Rishonim say that whole concept of Garmi is a din de Rabbanan, to Tosfos Dei and Tosfos and Baba Basra, that it's all de Rabbanan. Most Rishonim assume it's Daraisa. Then you just got to figure out what are there are 25 cases in Shas all about, you know, damaging, indirect, I let my kilayim go into your field. That's the classic case, mechitzas hakerem shenifritza, right? If you burn up a shtar of somebody's, the shtar says that somebody owes him money, so you didn't damage his that money, but you damaged the raya that would allow him to collect. So it's is that grama? No, that's something more, garmi. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to. I think we mentioned even last year, 2 days ago. Whatever it is, garmi is related to davar hagarim lamamon, which we just had recently about Rabbi Shimon Kashim Shechayev Bachar Yusan Daragal Mamon and Hezek Shino Nikar. All of these where something is lacking, and therefore it points in the direction of Patur, but you could be Chayev in these cases also. Hezek Shino Nikar Shema Hezek, Don Dina De Garmi, the Ramban, if you remember, wrote an entire Kuntris Dina De Garmi, going through all of these cases. Again, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Kuf asks, what is the source for Bimeir? And the Maskana is, Mechitza Zakarim Shenifritza. Right, I have a vineyard and I have a wall that fell down and I decide, as long as I say I have plans to put it back up, then fine. But once I decide I'm not putting it back up and then my vines go onto your tevua and I create kilai hakerem, so that's the case of garmi. That's the case of garmi. The Gemara Baba Kama Tzadiches also, two daf earlier, here has sorev shtarosa shel chavero. I burn the shtar. It's a direct maisa, but the chefsa is lacking. Chefsa is lacking. Right, the mechitzah kerem shenifritzah, the mice is lacking. Right, so you have to figure out all these cases, you know, where they fit in. The Rambam doesn't talk about garmi. The Rashi doesn't mention garmi. They just have grama. So you got to figure out exactly about this. If we have time, we'll go through some of the specific cases of garmi. But that's what the Gemara here means. That just like Rebbe Meir is done dina de garmi, so there's Rebbe Gamliel here, even though the mishachrer was only did it indirectly, he's still going to have to pay. What's an example where Rebbe Meir is Kones, says the Gemara, if I have a shtar that I lent money with interest, says the Gemara, Mayor says you can't even collect the principal. If I lent money with interest, and we have a shtar, and as the Gemara says, as the Mishnah is saying, Bamitzia, it's one of those most serious Isurim, the Malven, the Loven, the Edim, and the Sofer, everyone violates when it comes to Ribbis. Reb Meir says, not only could you not collect the ribbis, which you can't collect, that's an isser, but you can't even collect the keren. You can't even collect the principal on this loan. The chachamim omrim? No, you can't. Go back to keren, you don't go back to ribbis. You could collect the keren, the principal, but not the ribbis. So what do you see from Reb Meir? Reb Meir says you can't even collect the principal because he adds on extra isurim. He's kones, in that case. Ribbis, there's a lot that we could talk about a ribbis. Is there mechila by ribbis? So there for sure can't be mechila beforehand, right? I want to pay you anyway. That's the Isra of Ribbis. That's the whole point. The Lovis said, I'm ready to pay you. But even afterwards, let's see. The Ritva, two Ritvas that talk about the Isra of Ribbis. Again, the Ribbis starts with these two Ritvas. It's the same Yisod. But Matzias Samachalaf and Kiddushin Davav, that's where the Ritva discusses what type of Chiyuv Ribbis is. What the Chiyuv Ribbis is. Says the Ritva, Mikan Nira, from this Gemara there, the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, Tlo Mahani Mechila Bribis Kod Biron, that Mechila doesn't help before being paid back. Before being paid back. Meaning, whatever the person says, don't worry, I want to pay you ribis anyway. Because then every case of ribis will be mutter. If mechila works, then you can always pay ribis because the love is saying it's okay. I'm mochel. I want to pay you. What about mechila after the malva has it? So now the malva says, you know what? I want to give it back to you. And the love, because the love said, just keep it. It's fine. Is the love allowed to say that? That's a machlokas we've shown him. Is the lova allowed to say to the now? If the lova is coming and says, "I'm mochel, I want to pay you," that for sure is aser, because that's the whole iser of ribis. But if the malva already collected, is the lova allowed to say, "You know what, keep it"? That's a machlokas we've shown him. So at least the Ritva says there's no raya from that gemara samach aleph that it would work. The hashta mechila midas shleimahi shemachal lotvias mamush ayelu atzlam hashenkim hizas kodesh bampiron. The Chashav Achula. And he quotes from the Rambam, Mechila works, right? He's allowed to keep it, and the Gaonim say it doesn't work. V'chein das ha-raivet v'das mari k'das ha-gaonim. Says the Ritva, I think the Gaonim are right. Then the Raivet that says, once the Malve has it, the Love is not allowed to say, keep it. It's okay, I'm mochel. It doesn't work. Explains the Ritva, why not? Why can't he be mochel? Every other type of chiyuve mamon, you can be mochel. Says the Ritva, v'tam advarim omer. Mari. The tfias ribis lo havias kishar tfias. Begezel the ona v'chayotze behem. Ribis is not like all other isurim where you have somebody else's money illegally. The isay al chavre shibin mamu, which if you have their money, then not only do you have a chiv shibar aguf, but all of your property is now leaned to that chiv. El chiv hu shachiv akaz v'achzir isar shabala. Rather, ribis is not that. Ribis is just the Torah is machayiv to give it back. And teda, I'll even prove it to you. Reb Yochanan. We don't have pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, ribis kitsutsa, real mamish ribis, bezdin's not going to be able to get it out for you. It's not like Gezel. V'gamla devri akola, meisban of a German. If the person who borrowed with ribis died, and that money goes to his children, the children are allowed to keep it. Really? What do you mean? If it's stolen money, they have to give it back. It's not stolen money. Ribis is a different type of iser, because ribis, as is explained by the Mefarshim, by the Rishonim, is not evil in the sense like all the others. Gezel, ona'a, Oshek, all of those, you have somebody's money illegally. And there are laws against that in all countries. Paying your workers on time and stealing. But ribis? There are no laws about ribis. Is like rental of money. You pay for an apartment, you pay for a car, you pay for money. So ribis is not the same type of iser. That's the Ritva. It's a chovas gavra. So you can be mochel that. You can be mochel on a monetary law. But a chovas gavra? Chovas gavra, you can't, I have to pay. The mashal, madar adoma, if you say, sometimes a payment is a kapara. Eating truma bishoke. We'll get to that. That's on today's daf. If that's a kapara, so then you can't be mochal that. Tosis in Ilanaris. Because it's more about me than about you. Ritva, avahacha la shamayim uchayiv. V'kivan shekein lo toa lo mechilas chaveiro v'chinikr. That is the Ritva. Mamatiya samachalav, and he says the same thing. So the same thing, king kedushin davav, in the context of Kiddushin, right? That's where he says, if the man collected ribis from a woman, and now he wants to marry her with it, that's for sure fine, because it's his money. What do you mean it's his money? It's stolen money. It's not stolen money. In Kfar Parato lo v'chazav v'kid shebo mukudeshes, the most ribis sheparam lo v'lamal v'karneo lagamre, umaman gomer heim lo, ela sheishal av chovalach zero. It's the guy's money. It's the malva's money. He has a chiyuv to give it back. But it's not that it's not his money, and therefore kiddushin with it would work. Okay, a lot by ribis, but we continue. Says the Gemara now. As we said in the Mishnah, ad heichan. How deep is that? How deep does a dog go? Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yocham, Rabbi Shimon Yosadek, ad shlosha tvachim, three tvachim deep. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Ha'ochal shumas chametz pesach. You have truma, that's chametz. Truma, that's chametz. So a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, but Yisrael is not allowed to eat chametz. So what happens if shogeg, if the Yisrael ate this trumas chametz and he was shogeg on the truma? So we know the halacha of shogeg on truma. If the Yisrael eats a truma of a shogeg, he doesn't pay back money. He has to pay back chulin misukanim. If he ate, he has to pay back apples. He has to pay back actual fruit or whatever it is, adding on 25%. Mishlam keren v'chomesh. So if somebody eats trumas chametz b'pesach, shogeg, he has to pay keren v'chomesh. What do you mean? Chametz is not worth anything. So the answer is, explain to Karban Eida, no, but by Truma B'Shogeg, you're not paying for the value. You're paying for the volume, you're paying for what you ate. So even if it doesn't have value, it still creates the Chiyuv. Right? Says the Karban Eida. V'yaf agav techameis bepesach aser b'hana v'lo sheve midi, even though it's not worth anything, it's aser b'hana. Mishum deba'och al Truma B'Shogeg, because it says, v'nasan lakoin es hakodesh, dover haro'i lios kodesh. You don't care about its worth. Shein mishaim lo mos la piros vatashlum and asin shuma. You give fruit. Hilkach la baser damim aslinan. It's not about damim, right? Chametz has no damim, but that's why you eat a b'shogeg. You have to pay. Mazed, but mazed. What's mazed? If I'm mazed on it, I know it's true and I ate it anyway. Then I'm not going to be chayef. And I'm going to be chayef for gezel, for stealing it, for being mazik. But if it's chametz, it's not worth anything. So that's why mazed, ironically, patim nata shlumin umi demei ha'etzim. Because mazed, it's like any other goslin or mazik, you have to pay lefi damim velo lefi mida, and therefore here it's not worth anything. Good. Tani b'shemin alazar omer b'shemin yatzadak masnisa. What's the case of the mishnah b'shefrisha matzav and ischamsa? It's the cases where how do you have truma chametz where you called it truma before it became chametz. Or let's say you called it truma before Pesach. Aval hifrisha chametz lobeda. But if it was first chametz, and now once it's chametz on Pesach, now I'm going to mafish truma, that chalos doesn't work. There's no hafrasha there. Right? Says the Karban Eida. Uba ein bazeh chal aleshem truma. It's not truma because you can't do a hafrasha on Isser Hana. Says the Gemara, what about this case? Hifrish matzah al chametz. What if on Pesach I have some chametz? If I'm mafrish matzah for that chametz, does that work? Because the matzah is allowed to be eaten. Amar Reb Zeura, no. Called Truma Shein Materas Asirayim La'achila in a Truma. Yisod Gadol. Right, we had this back in Trumas. Any Truma that doesn't matter anything. Remember, that's why you can't make your whole field Truma. Because you have to be matter something. Shiaren Ikarin. So any Truma that doesn't matter anything is not Truma. And therefore here, it's not Truma because what are you being matter? The Chametz is already Aser. And therefore, it's not a Hafrasha. And what about the other case then? Afilu hifresh chametz l'matzah. If you're telling me that the whole point is that you should have something that's matired, so why can't you be mafresh chametz for matzah, and therefore the matzah becomes mutter? Right? It's being matir something. So Gemara says, no. There's another rule of hafrasha. Amar Reb Zeura me'achar she'ilu mena aleha eina truma. Even if you took from it on itself, it's not truma. Afilu hemena l'makamachar eina truma. Right, there's another rule of hafrasha. It has to work for itself. And here it can't work for itself if it is chametz. So you can't take off chametz on chametz, you can't take off chametz on matzah, and you can't take off matzah on chametz. All of them are not allowed. What about this case? Getting into sugyas, again, a couple of shas topics on this daf. We had garmi, now we're having another one. Avein iser chal iser. E, ras arbas, ravi b'fnei atzman v'chimson. What if you have 4 quarters of a kav of dough, of wheat, and then you kneaded it together? That's less than the amount of chiyuv of challah, right? So there's no tevel here because it's not chayiv and challah. So what if you have 4 rivaim and then you made a chametz? So therefore now this is chametz. And then you have another rabbas ravim b'fnei atzman v'irva, and they have another 4, which also pashtus you know it's not the enough of a shear, and you put it all together. So now and you ate it. So the isra of chametz came before the isra of tevel because only when you put it together was it the minimum shear of challah. So im hisra b'mishum ochel tevel in aloka. Because chametz came first, tevel can't be chal on the isra of chametz, even when you put it together. So if you gave hasra for tevel, no malchus. Bishem ho'chal chametz apesach loke. For pesach, for chametz, you are loke. Why? Because isra chamar al isra kal, vein isra kal chal al isra chamar chal al isra kal, vein isra kal chal al isra chamar. Because we know, ein isra chal al isra, with a couple of exceptions of the rule. Isra kolel, isra mosif, isra basachas. Those are the 3 exceptions. So here, if it's an isra chamur, so it is adding something. Avalim ir. So it's a little tricky because I saw the Panami Iris in the back say, if when you're kneading the second one, you have in mind that you're going to add it to the first one, maybe there should be an Isser Tevel already on that one. Before the Chametz. Okay, unclear. Avalim irvan. But what happens if you first put the doughs together? So first you have the Isser of Tevel. The acharka chimson, and then you made it into chametz. So then, mishum mishum ochal tevel loke, mishum ochal chametz bezach loke. Each one of them, tevel was tevel first. So that's why that one that is never disappears. And then if you becomes chametz, then the isra chametz is kolel yoser, right? It's an isra hana, and therefore isra chamer chal isra kal, vein isra chal chal isra chamer. Again, a very big topic. Just another example of this. The Gemara says, "Asa grivish dachavelo." I made a pile in my yard. And then I bow down to it. I was makabel it as an aloha. Umircho, and then after I bow down to it, then I do the final stages that creates the isra of eating it. Mircho, I made the pile smooth. The acharkach achlu, right? And then I ate it. So again, I made the pile. I bowed down to it. So it was also mishum avodah zara. And then now it gets the isra of tevel. So mishum avodah zara, tevel ain aloke, no malchus. Because ain isra kal, chal isra chomer. Mishum avodah zara, loke. Avodah zara, that was the first one. Isra chomer, chal isra kal, ain isra kal, chal isra chomer. Aval mircho v'acharkach ishtach avalo. But what if I first smooth the piles? And now it has an isra tevel, and then I'm mishtachave, then has an isra avodah zara, and I'm hisra mishum ochal tevel loke, mishum avodah zara loke. So that's an isra chal isra, and you can be chayv on both isra chamer chal isra kav, and isra chal isra chamer. Again, as we realize, very big sugyas here, and we're just touching on what we can in each of the sugyas. Okay, we'll stop here.